Time for our Spotlight on Sports on AM 1490 KOVC, 96.3 FM and NewsDakota.com. And spotlighting Valley City Highlander Cross Country State Meet coming up Saturday. They'll be in Minot at Souris Valley for the State Cross Country Meet. And we've got head coach Deb Bilkey and a couple of the runners joining us here. Coach, is it hard to believe, first off, that it's already this time for the State Meet? The season's gone pretty fast. Now you're running the State Meet.
Yeah, it's gone pretty fast. The only trouble is we haven't raced a whole lot in October because of the weather, but it seems like it's just been a couple of days ago when we started.
Well, now here on Saturday, we'll talk about the state meet. It's at, in Minot. You ran on this course here not too long ago. Did that help some of your runners to kind of get acclimated, especially the young ones? And we'll talk to them, too, in a minute. But did that, was that a kind of a thought process of why you wanted to get into that meet?
Yeah, we usually like to at least run the state course one time. That takes one less thing off the runner's mind. It's a big meet, so we don't want to have to worry about what the course is going to be like. They should be pretty comfortable with it, other than I'm hoping it's a little drier than the last time we were up there.
I think when we talked before, it was a mud. It was kind of muddy and not real great conditions.
Right. There was a lot of water on the course and stuff, but hopefully with the last couple of days of wind and stuff, it is taking care of that.
Well, let's talk about the runners that are going. And if some people know, I'll just give a little background. Is it's in state North Dakota and state cross country, you don't really qualify. You're allowed to take up to 10 runners, and you're going to be taking 10 boys and 10 girls. So let's talk about the runners that are going to be going to the state meet.
Okay, at the start of the season, we set a time bar that the runners have to match, and then they qualify for state for Highliner cross country. We set that just to make sure that quality runners are actually attending the meet. We have 10 girls going this year. We have three seniors, Sophia Bowe, Presley Curtis, and Lexi Trebold. And for Sophia and Presley, this is their fifth state they've run in, and it's Lexi's fourth. And then we have two juniors, Avery Murray and Olivia Slider. They've also run several state meets before. Freshman Carly Govan, Sydney Ingstead, and Stephanie Hopparth. And then 8th grader Reagan Berg and 7th grader Greta Govan.
So you feel comfortable then with this quality? You said you had a kind of a basis or kind of a time to set. So you feel pretty good about these 10 runners and what they can achieve when they go on Saturday?
Yeah, it's they've met that criteria already, and it always seems like when we come to the EDC and state, they step it up yet another notch. They're ready to compete. They've had a good week of rest practice, I should say. Mm-hmm. We don't really pound a lot of miles in, but they should be fresh and ready to go by Saturday.
You tapered off a little bit this week.
Oh, absolutely.
How about on the boys' side?
On the boys' side, again, we're taking 10 there. We have three seniors again, Adam Putton, James Burke, and Dakota Tarrant. And Adam and Dakota have run several times at state. James is new to the state of North Dakota, so he's learning as we go along. And then we have juniors, Buddy Shear, Owen Ploggins, Luke Ploggins, and Keegan Couture. And again, all of those have run at a state meet before. Sophomore, Hale Burnson, this will be his first state meet that he is running in. 8th grader Corbin Galvanoff, and 7th grader Trevor Fetch.
And you, I think you'd mentioned last time we talked that this is the first year you're taking 10 boys. Normally it's like 5 or 6, but you have 10 that met the criteria this year.
Yes, we've had some younger ones, and along with James coming from out of state, he transferred in here as a senior. He filled in a spot really nicely. And we also have a 7th grader that has come through at the end there to fill those spots.
Final thought for you, Coach, just as far as the state meet and just the season in general, since the season is wrapping up on Saturday, you'd have to say a pretty successful season all the way around for Highlander Cross Country.
Oh, yeah, everybody has run very well. It's always nice when I actually ask them to do something and they look at me like I'm crazy, but they do it anyway. I don't know if they complain behind my back, but I never really hear that. So, and for them to actually go out, especially at EDC, and run in pure mud, and I never really heard a word out of it. Some of them said it was actually kind of fun when they were all done, but they work hard. It's fun to see that in athletes.
Any thoughts as far as how you feel as a team-wise they could do this weekend? Or do you have any expectations or not?
I normally don't. I like to see how they're going to end up because I know every one of these athletes will give it all they have, and whatever they have on that given day is the best that they can do.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to a couple of those athletes now. We've got a captain from the boys and the girls, and who's going to go first? Dakota's going to go first. Right. What, not ladies first?
Age before beauty.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I'm not going to say anything more, but Dakota Tarrant is joining us from the boys' side of things, joining us in Dakota Senior. Last chance here running. And before we get to that thought, just what kind of a runner would you describe? Are you a middle runner? Do you got a good start, a good finishing kick? How would you describe yourself?
I usually like to start out kind of in the middle and work my way up from there and try to get faster as I go along. It's a lot more fun to be able to pass people rather than be passed towards the end of the race. So,
do you look for teammates and maybe run as a pack to begin with, or do you have anybody that kind of to help you set a pace?
Yeah, I usually we jump from teammate to teammate as we move up, and then it we get further apart as we go.
You ran in and Minot here not too long ago when you ran in this. So what kind of a course? Is this a course that you would like?
I would like it if it was dry. I think it is a nice course. It's just there was a solid 3 inches of water on the ground for a lot of the course, so that was difficult.
Do you have a number in your head as far as what you would like to do personally and finish? Do you want to get a PR? Anything in your mind as far as a number?
My PR right now is 1950, so it'd be awesome to be able to break that. I've gotten pretty close. I was about 15 seconds off, so hopefully I can do that.
So a good finishing kick to take those 15 seconds off.
Yeah.
And then your last, as we were talking about, last meet as a running as a Highliner, and just your thoughts over the last 4 years that you've been running cross country for Valley City.
Well, I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. I wouldn't keep coming back if it wasn't a whole lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, I definitely joined for the competition and I pushed myself to be my best at every meet, but what really kept me there was the sort of family aspect of the team. I've just never been a part of a group of people that large that really we all felt that close. So.
Well, sounds, and of course, knowing Coach Bilkey, she cultivates, her and Coach Bacalar help cultivate that kind of an atmosphere.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, Dakota, and good luck here on Saturday.
Thank you.
Now we've got one of the captains from the girls' side, Sophia Bow. This is the beauty part of the Age Before Beauty.
Okay.
So, hey, calm you down. Brought it up, not me. Okay, so Sophia, we'll start with you too, and same type questions. How would you describe yourself as a runner?
I would probably describe myself more as a middle runner. I know where I am with the group of people that we have on our team, so I kind of look for them and pace myself accordingly.
Do you look for a pack, too? Do you kind of have people help set the pace?
I'm not much of a pack runner. I really prefer to run by myself. I find that I get a little bit more motivated if I'm by myself. So.
They help your concentration, too?
Yes, very much so.
And now we were talking about how muddy it was in Miami. Yeah, it's muddy in Miami all the time. In Minot, see, I don't know what I'm doing. In Minot, the last time, did you like that or do you like the dry conditions?
I prefer dry. It was a little difficult. About 100 meters in, I actually got caught in a dog pile of girls because it was so muddy and slippery. So I went down and I had to figure out my way to get back up, keep going.
Almost like running a steeplechase.
So, oh, yeah.
For people that know what steeplechases are, you got to jump over water in steeplechases. 6 year running for the Highliners. Is it hard to believe this is it?
It is. Honestly, I try not to think about my years past so much just because, I mean, you do get a little bit sad about it. You get a little bit nostalgic. Very fun. It's the only sport that I have stuck with. I wasn't as interested in basketball or track. This is my one sport. And kind of like Dakota said, I wouldn't keep coming back if it wasn't as much fun as it is.
I know that I think I've talked to Coach Bilkey about this before. Runners, especially cross-country runners, I'm looking at you, Dakota. You can kind of, you don't have to answer, but you can listen to her. You guys are a different breed with the mindset because you really got to be a disciplined individual, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Some other sports would say that cross country doesn't seem that hard, or it seems like it would be easy, but it's a mental aspect and it's also a physical aspect, because you have to learn how to push yourself, because just practicing isn't going to make you get faster.
And same question for you, last question. Do you have a number in mind of how you want to finish on Saturday?
Not necessarily. It's been a little while since I've gotten a PR. I mean, as you get older, you aren't as fast as you used to be, especially those little seventh graders. I'm really rooting for them. But I'm just there to do my best. It's my last year. I want to have some fun with it, but I'm going to push myself at the same time.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in, and good luck to you on Saturday. And Deb, I'll last question for you. Sophia, thank you very much, and good luck to you. And Deb, last question for you. And just talking to these two, quality kids, and that kind of brings you back as a coach, because you know what kind of kids you're going to have running for you each and every year, the kind of student athletes that you have. So these are good kids.
Oh, yeah. We got an excellent group of kids, all the way from our seniors down to our seventh graders. And I think it's the leadership that our seniors provide, that the younger kids know that certain things won't be tolerated. And so they provide that great leadership that I don't have to do a whole lot of work.
All right. Well, Deb, I appreciate you guys coming in, and good luck here on Saturday. And let's get a lot of as far as All-State, do they have to finish in a certain number to get an All-State?
Yeah, to become All-State, you have to finish in the top 20.
Same as EDC. If you got in the top 20,
yeah,
you got All-Conference.
Yeah, but there's twice as many kids now, because we have the West now included with the East, so... Yeah.
All right. Well, Deb, again, I appreciate you coming in, and good luck to you and the runners this weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. That is Coach Deb Belke joining us from the Valley City Highlander Cross Country, and they'll be in Minot on Saturday at the State Cross Country Meet at Service Valley Golf Course in the Magic City. That's been our Spotlight on Sports on AM 1490 KOVC.